Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part five in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
So time management is more than just knowing what's on your calendar. It's prioritizing what's important to you in your life. It's pointing you in the direction of life you want it. And it's the tool that we can use to create the life we want.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Debating whether, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. All right. Go ahead and move forward, Austin.
Okay. That was self-controlled, Wes.
That's there you good. Go. That was me practicing self-control.
Yeah. So again, I think ending this, I think guys who are hearing this in the refuge, it's identify the things that you do want to accomplish with your time that you have available, prioritizing those things and getting feedback on like what I would do is like write down, like, these are the five things that I want to do this week. And this is the this is how I want to prioritize them. Like, this is the, if I could only get one of them done, this is it. So circle that and prioritize them from that point. And then take that list to somebody like, hey, would you change this priority list for me? So get someone else's feedback on it. And that's like, that is a good, like, first step that everybody can do today.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. I wrote down a bunch of like pointers, but I think that'll be for a different day. I think what you just said is a great start. Like, for anyone listening, whether you're in the refuge, maybe you were in the refuge and you're post-refuge, or maybe you're just someone else listening, but like, if you're really struggling with time management, a good start is like, use a calendar and get a notebook and start writing down like what Austin just said, like priorities for the week, priorities for the day. Just start simple. Learn how to use a calendar and start writing stuff down.
Yep.
Because you and I both, man, we both have very full schedules, but it's organized. Like, without a calendar, without writing stuff down, I wouldn't, like, I am human. Okay. I appreciate what you said earlier in the thing, but I'm human. I have limits. Like, if I didn't put everything in a calendar and write things down, I wouldn't know what I'm doing tomorrow. And that's the truth. I would not know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah. That's why the calendar is so great, because I don't have to think about what's coming tomorrow because I already did.
Right.
Like, it's not about being thoughtless with your day. It's about being intentional about what's coming up. So when I get to tomorrow, I can be present in each of the things that I am doing, because I don't have to wonder about what's coming next. Did I prepare for it? Do I have all the information I needed to have this important conversation with somebody? So those are the things that we're talking about in preparation for it, so that I can be present with the day that I have.
Yeah. And if you feel like you're not getting to things that are really important to you, the reality is you may just be wanting to do too many things that are unreasonable. And so, to Austin's point, it's like, you should be able to pick at least one thing that you really enjoy. And it's like, look at the calendar. If there's one thing you're like, man, I don't get enough time to do this. Look at your calendar and put it in your calendar. You know, I get frustrated with myself. I used to. I am a lot better at this now, but I roll my eyes at people that are like, oh man, I never get to do the things I want to do. And it's like, but they don't even try. You know, it's like, well, plan for it, put it in the calendar, like, quit complaining and like, do something about it. You know, we get really good at complaining and just being entitled and just thinking like it's just going to happen and someone else is going to do it for us. If you want it, be intentional and plan for it and make it happen. And if you're in the refuge, there may be limits to that, but the movement and the schedule is built to prepare you for post-refuge when life is, there's a lot of things to worry about, especially if you got kids and a spouse. Or if you want to eventually have kids and a spouse, like, hey man, that's responsibility. Like, and you got to prepare for that, because like, I know, Austin, when you and I are done with work, we have, we have children and a spouse to care for, and you know, the work doesn't end there. And people that think like you just go home and you expect your spouse to take care of all your needs and not contribute, like that's not a responsible man. That's a joke.
Mm-hmm. That's a child.
So if that's if that's a child, you know, you didn't marry somebody to be your mom.
That's a whole other topic. I'm going to write. That's a good topic to write about. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that one down because I'm not going to remember it if I don't write it down.
There you go. Practicing what we talked about. I like it. Well, we'll have to come back to this one. I hope this was helpful. And, you know, there's a lot pulling in all of our time. And the fortunate thing about the refuge is because there's a schedule that's managed, not just by you, you don't have to think as much. Like I know when you're post refuge and so on, like you're going to have to manage that. You're going to have to manage your schedule on your own, which I think is where a lot of guys get in trouble. Cause some get overwhelmed by it. So they just don't. And then they wonder why things don't go well. Well, again, it goes back to what we started with. It's like, if you got to first ask yourself, what do you want your life to look like? And you're going to have to go after that, be intentional, because good things don't just happen by osmosis. Good things don't just poof appear. You got to work for them. You know, you got to work for them over a long period of time I can almost guarantee you that if you focus on what it is that you want and you intentionally go after it, I'm not saying you're going to get it overnight, but you will improve and you will grow and things will get better for you. We all go through pain. We all go through hard times. But if you try your best, things will get better. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back soon with a new conversation. We'll see you then.